Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, a little 38 special bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Ruth King. Ruth is the author of The Courage to be Profitable. Folks, let me tell you a little story about this book. On Amazon, it's $11. It's a paperback edition, $11. The Kindle version is $8. Let me give you a gift, my friends. If you have a small business, spend $11 or $8 if you have. If you want to, you can do Kindle on your iPad, I think.
Yes.
Spend the money and thank me later. Thank Ruth first, then thank me later. If you would like to learn how to not only not fail, but to succeed beyond your wildest imaginations because you run your business profitably, I don't know, Ruth, I don't know how much easier you can make it.
No, I mean, it's written in English. It's something. It's non-threatening. I had
plain
somebody
English,
who read
plain English.
Plain English. I had somebody, one of the people who read it, sent me an email and said, I opened this book with trepidation, then I found out how easy it was to read
and
follow.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
She's the real deal, folks. She's not some ivory tower, pointy-headed professor. She knows what she's talking about. Ruth does. And you can tell that by our visits on the show. So, folks, check it out, The Courage to be Profitable. Do you have the courage to read this book? That's what I'm going to ask you. And as I said, thank Ruth first and then thank me later. Okay, Ruth, let's talk about I brought up the topic of balance sheet in the last segment, and that the way to tell if you need help.
Right.
If your equity is eroding, if your the essentials of your business are eroding, meaning they're going in the wrong direction, by doing some simple math with some ratios. Talk to us about
that. Right. All right. The simplest ratio that you can use is called the current ratio. And
but
what
you've got to have a balance sheet.
A clean balance sheet. Uh-huh. Something that you can, as you said, you can read and rely on.
And believe, yeah.
Yeah, and the current ratio, if the current ratio is increasing, it means increasing profitability. If your current ratio is decreasing, it means decreasing profitability. And in a nutshell, all the current ratio does is it looks at your current assets, which is on your balance sheet, which are things that are cash or turned into cash within a year.
Cash, like inventory, equivalent, things like that.
Accounts receivable and prepaid expenses.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then we divide that by current liabilities or things that you got to pay within a year. So what's coming in within a year and turning into cash divided by what you got to pay within a year. And that is like your accounts payable, your taxes, and that type of thing. And you divide the two numbers. That's it. One division. We all have calculators these days.
Yep.
We have calculators on our phones these days. It's very easy to do it. And you look at the trends. You look at last month. You look at this month. You look at last year. And you just kind of do it on a monthly basis and look at the trends. And you have to have a current ratio of at least one. Because if you don't, that means you have to pay out more on a current basis than you actually have coming in.
Right.
If you are seeing that, that is the first clue that you're not pricing high enough.
Right.
Absolutely first clue that's going on. So what you do is you look at that and you look at your trend. So if your current ratio was 2 and then next month it was 2.1 and it was 2.2 and 2.3, and at that point you can feel really good that your profitability is increasing. Now,
if you went in and raised your prices a nickel and then you talked and you somehow figured out a way to buy things for a nickel less, now you've made an adjustment, you've made a dime adjustment.
Right. Yeah, and let me also say one thing that trips up most people. There are industry averages for almost every industry. Dun & Bradstreet has them. Robert Morris & Associates, who's changed their names, had them. And people say, okay, my industry average is like 2.5 for a current ratio, or it's 2 or whatever it is. I'm at 3. Do not use your what's called KPIs, key performance indicators, because even if you're at 3, if you were at 3.5 and then to 3.4, then to 3.3, you have a profitability problem.
You're still going down. You're still declining.
All right, Yeah, and most business owners just look at that. Okay, I'm here. Industry average is here. I'm fine.
Right.
That's not true. Do not look at industry averages. Look at your own personal trends. Likewise, if the industry average is, let's say, 2 and you're at like 1.3 and you're going, oh, my gosh, I'm not even at industry average. But if you're going 1.3, 1.4, 1.5, you should feel really good because your profitability is increasing.
You can either like or not like the number, and you can either like or not like the trend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just like you were talking about the story you told us about the guy who wrote his family business down over 10 years because he wouldn't lay people off. He wouldn't make adjustments to his cost, his expenses. That guy probably started out a couple of points above average, but over every year, his number probably went down a notch.
It did. It absolutely did.
All he had to do was recognize that he was trending the wrong way, folks. This is how, and when you see yourself trending the wrong way, then call somebody like Ruth. But first, stop trending that way, because you can buy the book, The Courage to Be Profitable by Ruth King. Hey, Ruth, thanks for being here. Good job.
Thanks, Jim.
Come back soon.
Glad to be back.
Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Ruth joined us. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.